Hello, and welcome to the Notary Gem Podcast. This podcast is dedicated to sharing ideas, strategies, and techniques to help grow your business and improve your life. Now, with more than one decade of business experience, your host, Renee Detman, the Notary Gem.
Hey, this is Miss Renee of Notary Gems Podcast, and I am here to tell you that I do apologize for not being consistent with our podcast through a lot. And those of you don't know, we just got done with the Sustainable Notary Conference of 2022. It was phenomenal. It was in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia, and we had a great time. It was a three-day event. We had the meet and greet. We had day one, 8 hours of content, and day two, 8 hours. We had speakers coming from Florida, Oklahoma, Michigan, Texas, literally St. Louis, California. We had attendance. We had people that drove in 20 hours and 15 hours to just be at this conference to see how they can make their business sustainable. I am so happy that we got done with that, and now I can breathe completely and give all of my attention to this Notary Gem podcast that you can see on iHeartMedia, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. So I just wanted to give you some housekeeping. What is my plan? What is my objective? This podcast is here to make everybody understand how to be sustainable. So I thank you for all of my listeners, wherever you are, that if it wasn't for you, this podcast would not be here. And the story of my life is that I've been a notary for about 2 years, okay, 2.5 years. And I have really excelled very rapidly in this space, from just starting off with my first order, April of 2020, during the height of the pandemic. 7 months later, made $60,000, right? And from there, was able to create a signing service, right? And then at that moment, I formed off notary orders to everyone. I was able to then help with the Notary PPP, which was a huge community effort of a campaign to help fund $1.3 million to notaries nationwide, right? It was 156 notaries that got funded, right? From there, I was able to push on and just create courses and educational materials through a public forum called Clubhouse, right? It started, and I was one of the notaries that saw that there is no information on Clubhouse. So I was there consistently over 2 years now, just giving education for about 3 to 4 hours for free, long as this podcast. And then from there, I created a conference a year ago. I was just like, you know what? I want to create a conference and create everybody that listened to the Clubhouse, the podcast, and meet in person. Like, we are still pending the pandemic, and I wanted to really do things different. I want to teach you the front end, the back end, and the goal of the podcast is to bring in experts, right, that are in the industry that you may not hear so much. How can we be notary entrepreneurs, right? How can we pay the way? How can we make sure we pivot? We make sure we take in our front end, our back end. What does that really mean? Every month I will be dropping a county gem, taxation gems. I will be coming on like literally once a week solo, presenting you just content from Miss Renee, and bring in a speaker for you to really understand, is notary the same across the nation? Is like, who are these industry leaders? I have CEOs that I'll be talking to help them understand that notary is a career, right? And how can we continue to partner with other people? I'm super excited in regards to this podcast, and I can't wait to just kind of continue to move forward. We are really shaping up shop, and I got some exciting things to talk to you about. I am releasing a membership program starting August the 1st, $37 to come up with sustainablenotaryacademy.com. So Sustainable Notary Academy is going to be a little bit different membership, right? It's only $37 a month, right? And you're going to have hands-on learning, right? I kind of think about, how do I learn? I learn in classroom environments. And classroom environments are hand-on, where you have office hours, you have notary roundtable, you have live speakers, not just anything pre-recorded. So this is going to be live, and it waters things down to really understand, to have a place, a safe place to ask questions. So that, if you know anything about Miss Renee, the Miss Notary Doctor, you are always going to know that I'm going to provide something in life where you can touch, where you feel like you're in a safe place to learn, right? I want you to make sure if you're serious about being a notary public, that this is something that you can really get down to the need of the degree. So that's what the membership program is going to be about. Secondly, we do have the $97 for the recording for the conference. We have 2 days, and we just want to make sure that you, if you weren't able to get there, you can invest into this and learn on the back end in regards to that. And then lastly, we're going to talk a lot about what is a lot of different platforms that you can sign up for, right? So I am just here to be in the spaces. I am so thankful. I am so grateful. And I hope that you would start this journey with me and you will listen to me in your cars early in the morning, late at night, just to feel like, hey, she's doing something different. And I'm just getting started, you guys, just getting started to give you everything that I have. If you know me, you believe in me, I thank you so much. But I'm going to come in and I'm going to literally bring something that hasn't been brought to this industry, okay? And this is the love. This is the saving grace, because I started my business number one, and my business number one was literally hard. I left corporate America in 2018. I'm a corporate accountant, right? I have my master's in accountancy, and I understand that. And I was really trying to find something that is something that I'm passionate about. I have two friends that are millionaires, and I'm just like, I'm really trying to be, I don't know what I'm trying to be. I'm just trying to be a successful entrepreneur. What is this word entrepreneur in 2018? And then I quit. I took out my savings. I took out my pension. And then I said, okay, what am I going to do? Right? So I searched around for a while. And then I said, I fell in love with something. And I started that business number one. But no one told me. Not even my successful friends that I went to college with, I went to high school with, I went to middle school with. That is a lot of work. You're a marketing, you're accounting, you're bookkeeper, you're operation, you're a secretary. You are a lot. It's like 7 moving pieces in this. And because of that, I wanted to stay true to myself. Stay true to myself that it's a lot of moving pieces, right? So how can someone like me get a business bank account? That was like the troubling moment. The troubling moment was just that alone. Why? Because I'm like, what is the difference from? I didn't even know what LLC was at the moment. Someone told me, go get a DBA. What is a DBA? Doing business as, right? And how do I get a bank account? You got to get an EIN number. What the heck is an EIN number, right? All of these new business things that a notary have to go through, I want to share everything with you, right? And sometimes I just can't do it myself. I got to bring in speakers and they're going to talk about it. So from that point on, I started my business in 2018 and then I died for it. Like, how can I have people spend their money with me? So it was all about sales and negotiation, right? And how to market. I didn't know nothing about marketing. I know about how to make other people rich, doing accounting in corporate America, but I didn't know how to make my own stuff rich, right? Or even how to make a dollar, right? Why would somebody invest in me to make a dollar? I didn't know that. And then 2020 happened and the saving grace. I knew about Notary in 2019. From one of my sorority sisters. And yes, your girl is a Zeta Phi Beta. So yeah, I'm part of the Divine Nine industry. And with that being said, she talked about entrepreneurship and I wanted to be around other entrepreneurs. And then what happened? She just told me, I'm like, well, what are you? She said, oh, I'm a notary public. Well, let me tell you the truth, you guys. Let me tell you the truth. Miss Renee kind of looked down on her at the moment. A notary public? That's not an entrepreneur. What are you talking about? Right? But I did have an ear to listen. And an ear to ask questions. So someone like me literally asked the question, how much you make? Well, in my family, it was never like shunned down to ask somebody how much they make. So I just asked her, like, in a month, how much do you make from being a notary public? Because she was also an administrative assistant at the time. She only did it on the side part time. She said, I don't know how much I'm making in 30 days, but I know how to make during 6 weeks, which is a month and a half. I said, how much? She said, about 1,500 to 3,000. I looked. What? Like, seriously, no. You don't make that, do you? She's like, yeah. I said, dividing? I said, I don't make that for any side hustle you name it. You name it, Miss Renee, I'm done. From this to that to this, I have named affiliate programs. Just never really was my thing. And then I said, well, what do you do again? She said, a loan signing agent. I'm like, what is that?
And that's when the whole world just shut down. And it was a saving grace, because when my business started to tremble, like a lot of other people's business, and we talked about this pivoting. What the heck is pivoting, right? And I didn't know, because I was just really trying to figure out how to be a business, right? Like, I knew how to work as an employee for others, but I didn't know how to be a business, how to be an entrepreneur. And this is what this podcast is about. People that look like me, speak like me, think like me, fall like me, feel like me, to know how to get up again, right? How to make sure that you may fall down 7 times, right? But guess what? You're going to stand up 8 more. So you're going to fall for 7, but as long as you got one of them up, you're going into the water really, really strong. And so when my business was failing, I needed capital. I was like, man. So then when I heard and I seen it on her Facebook, she was like, oh, got 11 orders this week. Have 10 orders. Thank the Lord. I said, what? Like, how are you working when everybody in California is closed down, right? And we are held to stay in our house for this new virus. And I just started thinking, she was like, notaries are essential. What does that mean? Well, we're so important as military soldiers, police officers, doctors, lawyer, to make the economy keep going. Because a notary, if you don't know, a notary is so important. The president can't get into office without a notary. People can't die without a notary, because you need to get the deed of death. What else? You can't get rich without a notary. You need a trust. You can't get life insurance. You know what I'm saying? Depending on which one you do get, right? It's so many things that involve a notary, right? Your child get born, birth certificate needs to be a notary. Marriage, notary. So when you really think about it, passport, you want to take your child across without the other parent, you need a notary. In everything we do, we need the notary. Get in a bad accident, you need an affidavit, you need a notary. So I just knew that it was essential. So I was just like, okay. And then I found out later about the tax. We're self-exempt from self-employment tax. Well, at first, I didn't even know really what self-employment tax was until I had my business number one. Then I was like, I don't have to pay tax on that. Wow. So it's like getting paid and you have the best of best worlds, right? And I'm like, this is a no-brainer. Like, why is everyone's not? And it was the saving grace, because when my business was bleeding capital, notary was able to come in to provide capital. And I was literally working a 9-to-5. I was literally in graduate school and just doing this part-time. So if I can do it, I tell it, anyone can do it. And any business owner, it's not just the fact that we're notary. If you are single and you need more capital, if you're a single father, single mother, you need more capital. Anyway, it doesn't take a college degree to do it. But in every other business side gig hobby, I learned the most just a notary public. I knew I got access. I got doors was opening for me, like literally going into rooms that I wasn't supposed to be in. I was leading the table, going into banks and getting them set up a seat in the office. I was important with my suitcase, right? And it was just like, it showed me so much about life, right? Every 1% of anyone's wealth is real estate. And being a loan signing agent, you're involved in real estate, right? It just taught me that I can do more with just a little and get access to a lot for not putting in that much, right? So if you really want to create a career, this podcast is for you. This podcast is for anyone that's really trying to learn a new craft, start over, re-engage, reinvent themselves, right? Bring in capital. Take your kids to college. I think any college student should be a notary. I wish that I would have known it. I am literally about to be 32 tomorrow, July the 12th, and just saying that if I would have known this, I would have been able to go to any school I want, be out of debt, have a home when I came out at 21. Like, it's a saving grace, at least for my life, right? And then from there, I just kept going. And I tell everyone that's 18 years old, it should be the rite of passage. That's how important that notary is to my life. It taught me how to build other businesses. It taught me commercial loan brokering. It taught me about commercial real estate. It taught me about literally creating conferences. I'm telling you, taught me more about taxation, right? It told me more about financial literacy. It got me connected with my community, right? At a whole. It got me to be a purpose. It got me to be an instructor, right? Teach this at the SustainableNotaryAcademy.com. So I thank you so much for listening. I thank you for the opportunity. And I just wanted to let you know, like, hey, I'm going to be dropping gems all week. Until next time. So thank you so much. It's your girl, Miss Renee, on the Notary Gem podcast. And don't forget to join us on Clubhouse every Wednesday morning also. All right. Take care. And I'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Notary Gem podcast. To learn more about becoming a notary entrepreneur or to find out how Renee can help you achieve your business goals, visit her social media pages or email her at info@msnotaryconsultant.com or visit her website, msnotaryconsultant.com.